So, and as he says there in verse 9, that God had saved him and saved Paul there as well. So he's saying, hey, I know you have the faith, but that faith didn't just originate in Timothy. It came also from his mother and then also from his grandmother, Lois. So Timothy had a godly heritage. So his grandmother, his mother, and then also he had Paul, a spiritual mentor, investing in him as well. So Timothy had everything he needed. He had the right people in his corner to do what God had called him to do. He had a father in the faith in Paul. In verse 5, we find that Timothy, his grandmother, and mother all had unfeigned faith. So in other words, their faith was sincere. It was undisguised. It was genuine. It was without hypocrisy. And so we find the progression there, right? It starts with the grandmother. Then the faith is taught to the mother. And then it was taught to the grandson and to the son, Timothy. So you think about us as parents, also grandparents here in the room tonight, or even spiritual figures, right? Some that may not have children, but they're investing in people like they are their children. So we all need something godly to pass down to the next generation. So that's what Lois did, right? Passing it down to her daughter and then also passing down the faith to her grandson. So we all need something godly to pass down to the next generation. And then that generation, as they take it, as they receive it, as they make it their own, then they need to pass it on to the next generation. So Timothy needed to grow in his faith, not in the faith of his grandmother or his mother or mentor. He had to make the faith his own, and then he had to grow and mature in that in his own walk with God, and then he needed to pass that on to the next generation, as we know that Timothy would be pastor there at the Church of Ephesus. So a great opportunity for him to invest in people. And so taking the faith that his grandmother taught him and what his mother taught him, what Paul had taught him, and what he was learning himself, he needed to take that and invest in other people. And also you may think, right, you may not have a godly heritage like Timothy. You may not have a grandmother that was in church and taught you about things about church, or a mother that taught you about those things. But we all have spiritual figures in our lives just like Paul. We have those investing in us, those that are kind of like a mother or like a father or like a grandparent to us, investing in us to do what God has called us to do. So as I mentioned from the context of this letter, Timothy was most likely going through trials in his life and ministry. And now think of this thought with me. As we go through trials of life, we go through trials not just for ourselves, but for the sake of others. So yes, we go through those things. Yes, we need to grow in our faith. We need to grow maybe in patience or whatever key area that God is teaching us about. And so we go through those trials not just for ourselves, but for the sake of others. So we should grow in our faith through those trials, but also we can teach others what we have learned from them when they go through those similar things. And it's easy to maybe question God as we go through things, as maybe you think of some of the teenagers here that have lost a parent, and you think, you know, why does God allow that to happen? Well, God is allowing that to happen because eventually they're going to be able to be a help to someone that loses maybe a parent of their own. So you never know the trials that we go through, but we know that we can't just use them for ourselves, for the sake of ourselves, but also for the sake of others. And so the trial of life that God is putting us through is not just for our sake, but it's for the sake of others. So why do we learn things? Just to hold on to them or to teach others? You think about a job, right? You learn that profession. You learn how to do certain things, whatever it may be, whatever line of work it is. And so you don't just learn those things just to keep them to yourself, but eventually you train somebody in that area. And so just like in our spiritual walk, we learn these lessons. Sometimes God has to teach us maybe the hard way, but we learn those things not just for ourselves, but to help somebody else. So there's always a purpose in the trials that we face. There's always a purpose in the lessons that we learn, not just to keep them for ourselves, but to share them with others. And that's what Paul is trying to get across to Timothy. You're not just learning this just because God is punishing you, but no, there is a purpose in the trials that you're facing. So don't give up in the ministry. Just continue on and rely on the godly heritage that God has given you. Now look there at verse 6, the second area. We find that Timothy had a gift from God. Verse 6, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So not only a godly heritage, but there was also a specific gift that God had given Timothy. And so he's reminded of the public acknowledgement of his gift. And that gift, you think it would be teaching or preaching or being a pastor. And it was not characterized by cowardice, but by power. And so God had called him to be a preacher. He had called him to be a pastor at the Church of Ephesus. And so he wasn't to run away from the gift that God had given him, but he was to dwell on that and to serve God in that area of life. So rather than being ashamed of the gospel and Paul's imprisonment, he is encouraged to suffer with Paul for the gospel through God's power. So in verse 6, Paul is speaking about stirring up the gift of God. So because Paul was persuaded that Timothy possessed true faith, something he often refused to take for granted in others, he urged Timothy here to fan into flame his God-given ability for ministry. So he's telling Timothy here that don't quit on the ministry because of your godly heritage, because of the faith that they have taught you, but also because you have a specific gift from God. And we understand that we all have gifts from the Lord himself, whatever it may be. The spirit of teaching. Some can sing very well. You think of gift there of encouraging people, and maybe there of administration. There's so many different gifts that God has given us, and so we got to make sure that we're using the gift there for his honor and for his glory. So God's gifts must be used if any believer is going to reach and maintain their full potential. So Paul wanted Timothy to maintain his fire for God and to use the gifts that God has given him. So God has placed us in church. He's placed us on this earth with a certain ability, whatever the gift may be. And so he needed to maintain the fire for God and lead the people that God had given him in his ministry. So he was to rely on his godly heritage, those investing in him, and then also the specific gift that God had given him. So there was a purpose, as he says there, and we'll get into it in just a few moments, but it's not according to our purpose, but according to God's purpose there in verse 9. So God has given us some ability, some talent to use for his honor and for his glory. Now look there at verse 7. We find the third area here. We find that Timothy had three specific things that are available through the Holy Spirit. So look there at verse 7. So it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. And so Paul was mindful of Timothy maybe wanting to quit the ministry, being fearful of the trials that he's facing. But he says, but of power and of love and a sound mind, of a sound mind. So there's three specific things that were available through the Holy Spirit, and those things are available for us as well, as we all need power, we all need love, and we all need a sound mind in the ministry that God has called us to be a part of. So Timothy did not need to be timid or have a spirit of fearfulness, but through the Holy Spirit he has power, love, and a sound mind. And so Paul is telling Timothy here, instead of being fearful, you need to have power, love, and a sound mind in your ministry. You have everything you need from the Holy Spirit. You have everything you need to continue in ministry. You have all the tools you need to serve God and to serve man. So as you think of it that way, right, you think about those that have invested in us, God has a specific gift for each and every one of us, and also we have the power, love, and a sound mind available through the Holy Spirit, then Timothy was without excuse, and so are we. There are no excuses to withhold from serving God. He had everything he needed. He just needed to do what God had called him to do. So you must operate in the Christian life with power from God, not through your own power or self-effort. You must operate in the Christian life with love, not with bitterness or resentment or even hatred or just being indifferent. We must operate this Christian life with a sound mind, allowing our mind to be filled with the truth. Right? Everything we listen to, everything we watch, everything we read, allowing that to fill us, fill our minds, and allowing our minds to be filled with truth. And then as you think about that, then fruitful actions will follow. So allowing God to help us in the battle that takes place within the mind. So he's saying, Timothy, rely on your godly heritage. Think about the gift that God has given you to be a pastor, to preach, to teach the Word of God. And then also the different things that are available through the Holy Spirit. Not being fearful, but having power, right? We want to have power in the ministry that God has called us to be a part of. We want to have love. We need help many times from the Lord to love people. To love people the way that God wants us to love people. You think about as we tell people the truth, that means you love them. And so we always need help with that. And then also with the battle of the mind, we got to make sure that we have a sound mind, and that is available through the Holy Spirit. And then lastly, there, verses 8 to 9, we find that Timothy had the ministry that God had for him. So look there at verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So he's saying here that because you're in ministry, that welcomes the afflictions. That's going to welcome the persecutions that's going to come with preaching the gospel, with serving God in ministry, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our own works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So Timothy had the ministry that God had for him. So Timothy's spiritual mentor, as we know, Paul, he's suffering here as he's in prison writing this letter, and Timothy needed to share in the suffering. So it's kind of, kind of interesting here that he's trying to encourage Timothy, right? This man that maybe wanted to quit the ministry, and then he says, hey, you're going to suffer. So that probably isn't going to really encourage him. But Paul was just being realistic with him that as he served God in ministry, that was going to welcome the suffering, the persecution, the opposition. So Paul was saying here, share in the suffering, Timothy. Do not be ashamed of the gospel, but to preach, as you go on to chapter 4, Timothy was to preach the word. He was to preach what God had revealed to man. Not to water down the truth, but to preach what God has revealed to man through his word. So Paul was telling Timothy that power, love, and self-control, the sound mind there, as he mentions there in verse 7, is not an ability that wells up from within a person, but it's a supernatural provision from God. So to serve God in ministry, to continue serving him, to continue living for him, we have to make sure that we're relying on the Holy Spirit. It's an ability not from our own ability and power, but it's from the Lord himself. So Timothy needed to preach what God had revealed to man through the word of God. And so you can throw that in there as well as something else that Timothy had. And Paul tells Timothy about that there in chapter 3, about the word of God being inspired. So he had everything he needed to be profitable in ministry. So the ministry that God had for Timothy would involve suffering. So Paul wanted Timothy to embrace the suffering, not be ashamed of the gospel. To embrace the suffering and then to preach in the ministry that God had placed them in. So Timothy may have wanted to quit the ministry that God had for him, but Paul was reminding him of the three supernatural provisions from God, as we mentioned there in verse 7. The power, the love, and then also the sound mind. So ministry for Timothy up to this point may have been tough, and Brother Terry had dealt with that there on Sunday night, talking about the pressures of ministry and the pressures of life and the pressures of being faithful to God. And I'm sure that Timothy was feeling that in his ministry. So ministry had been very tough for Timothy, but he had everything that he needed. He had power, he had love, he had self-control from the Lord, and he also had the Word of God. He had a book that was always relevant to man, a timeless book for man. So wherever God has placed us in life, whatever it is, whatever ministry it is, we must do a work for him. Give all the effort and energy in the ministry that God has given you, and we must always remember that ministry always involves people. So as Paul is writing to Timothy here, he's wanting Timothy to be mindful that, hey, don't quit on the ministry. Do exactly what God's called you to do, but also you're pastoring what? People. And so be mindful of the people that God is giving you opportunity to invest in. Use what you have been given and invest in others. And you talk to people, and some people go through a lot of hardships in life as you interact with them, as you soul win to them, as you try to talk to them about the gospel. And a lot of people go through a lot of hardships. And so it's always good for us to be reminded that it's not just for our well-being, but it's for the sake of others, to teach people the different lessons that God has given us. So Paul was reminding Timothy of his heritage, what God had called him to do. And so Timothy was to continue to serve God. And so life will get hard. I think of Joshua, and he always wants to get older and grow up, and it's like, just be a kid. That's the easiest thing you can be, is just be a kid, as life will be difficult as you get older. And so Paul was telling Timothy, but look at my life. You can remain faithful to the Lord. And so Paul wanted Timothy to fight the good fight, to finish his course, and to keep the faith. Now there in chapter 4, as Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's telling Timothy how people are going to be going after preaching that's itching ears and the different things, how they would water down the truth. And so Paul was mindful of that. He was mindful of where preaching was leading to, but he was more worried about Timothy. He wanted Timothy to do exactly what God had called him to do. And so when those trials would come into the life of Timothy, he needed to remember that God had saved him and called him with a holy calling according to God's purpose. And so as we go through ministry, things can be tough, things can be difficult, but we got to remember that it is all according to God's purpose, and he will give us the strength that we need. So life may get tough, but we have a ministry to serve the Lord in, an opportunity to serve God and to serve others. And so as Timothy is reading this letter, you think of for the first time, he had some tough questions to answer after these words from Paul. think about some of these questions. Are we fulfilling what God has called you to do? And so Timothy would be reading that and thinking about that question. Is the ministry or some circumstance causing us or causing him to consider quitting the ministry? Then also, are you allowing God to work in you and through you? And then another question that Timothy would have to answer was he displaying power, love, and a sound mind in his life and ministry? Those things were available to him through the Holy Spirit, but was he displaying those things in his ministry and in his life? So just like Timothy, we have everything that we need. Think about this journey that we call life. As you kind of go on that family vacation, that trip, you may forget things from time to time. But in this life, in this journey called life, we have everything that we need. Any tool that we need, it's at our disposal because of God. It's not the ability that we have in ourselves, but it's a supernatural provision from the Lord himself. And so we need all these different things to rely upon as we go through ministry, right? The godly heritage, those that have invested in us. You think about the gift that God has given us. You think about the different things that are available through the Holy Spirit, the power, the love, and the sound mind, and also the ministry that God has called us to be a part of. We have all those different things working in our favor, and so we should never quit on serving the Lord. So we need power to live the Christian life. We need love. We need to love God. We need to love people. We need to love the Word of God. We need self-control. We need that sound mind as times will get tough. You think about the world that we live in today, how it's getting more and more wicked each and every day. And so we need the sound mind. We need to be filling our minds with truth. So Timothy had many things he could depend on as he was enduring hardships that come with serving God. He had a godly heritage that shared that faith with him. Timothy had a gift from God. So the talent or ability that God has given us, we must use it for his honor and for his glory, whatever it may be. He had power, he had love, he had a sound mind that's available through the Holy Spirit. And so he would need those things in ministry. You think about, if Timothy was having some hardship from people individually, he would need God's help in loving that person that might have wronged him. So he would need God's help in loving that person, or whatever the case might have been in the life of Timothy. And he would need power. He would need a sound mind. He would need all of those things in ministry. And so Timothy had a ministry that he needed to dedicate his life towards. He had a holy calling on his life. And you think about that as well. We do as well. We have a holy calling on our life from the Lord. And so we have been given everything that we need to serve the Lord in the ministry that he has given us. To work that job, or to lead that family, or to teach that Sunday school class, to invest in that child that may not have a godly mother or father. And so we have all these different opportunities for God to use us. So Timothy was going through some trials in this trip called life, but he had everything he needed. So Timothy may have wanted to quit the ministry, but Timothy was not a failure. He just had some hardships. And you know, you think of Paul as he's writing this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As he mentions his grandmother, as he mentions his mother, Timothy could recall back in his memory maybe some hardships that they went through. And he could think, hey, if God helped them in those trials, he can help me as well. And you would think about even the man that was writing to him, Paul, he was very joyful even though he was in prison. He still wanted to be faithful to the Lord at the very end of his life. And so Timothy had all these different people investing in him. So someone said this. They said, just because people are encouraged by someone does not mean that they are failing. It can mean that they are being encouraged to continue despite the pressure. You know, I think of Joshua when he was little. He learned how to crawl, run, and then walk. He learned how to run before he could walk. And you think because of that, he would fall down a lot. Have a lot of bruises, you know, you give him a bath or something, he have like dark purple bruises on his hip, and it's like, man, where did this come from? And so you think of, what does he have to do as he falls down? He gets back up. And you think about in the Christian life, we get knocked down many times, but we have to get back up. And so Timothy was there in Ephesus ministering to God's people. And Paul could sense, and he probably knew of different instances where Timothy was getting knocked down, but he was there to help Timothy. So there was a lot of pressure, but he needed to continue serving God. Timothy had everything he needed. And we have everything that we need as well. As God calls us to do something for him, we have every tool that we need. And so we must rely on everything that God has given us. So God may have someone in your life to raise or to invest in. You think of fathers and mothers here, or grandparents, your children, your grandchildren. Maybe someone that's not even related to you, investing in them. And so we all need power, love, and a sound mind to live this Christian life. We need power in the weak state that we're in many times. Think about loving people the way that God would want us to, and also having that sound mind, filling our minds with truth. So we need it to grow, and we need it to invest in others. And we must never forget those that have taken the time to invest in our lives. And I think about that many times, those that have invested in my life, you know, just thinking like, hey, I hope they don't think that all their investment was a waste of time. You know, I want them to, you know, to be happy with how God is, you know, working in my life. So we need to take what we have been given. We must make it our own. So we need to have our own faith as we teach our children. You think of the grandparents teaching their grandchildren, all the kids that we have the opportunity to invest in, teaching it to make it their own, that they're not relying on their mother's faith or their father's faith or their grandparents' faith, but it's their own faith that they're growing in. And they need growth in power and love and a sound mind. And then we pass it on to the next person. So all generations, so stemming all the way back to the first century here, they needed those things, and the next generation needs that as well. As he says there in chapter 2, the same thou commit thou to faithful men. Take what you've been given, what you were taught, and pass it on to the next generation, and then they are to do the same. So as you go through trials, we must always examine the bigger picture. Now, I don't know about you, many times as we go through trials, I always think it's punishment from the Lord. Like, why am I going through this? But we must examine the bigger picture. What is God teaching you in those trials? And then also, how can we use the lessons we've learned to help someone else? And you know, as we go through those trials of life, many times I don't always just think about how this can help somebody else. You're just trying to survive. You're just trying to get through that trial that you're facing. But how can you use the lessons that you learn to help somebody else? And so we must never learn something and just keep it to ourselves. We must learn it and pass it on to someone else. Think about working a job and you learn whatever it is in that profession. What happens if you don't teach someone else, right? It just kind of just dies with you. But you got to pass it on to somebody else. So you think of tonight, you think of the parents that are in here. We have everything that we need from God. I don't know. I know Christy and myself, we think many times that we're failing as parents. I don't know if other people feel like that many times. But we have exactly everything we need from God to be a godly parent. The strength that He gives. We need love from the Holy Spirit many times to love our children. It's like, how do I, you know, deal with them and their stupidity many times? To love them the way that God wants us to. So they grow in their faith, right? You think about the parents, the grandparents here. We have everything we need from God. We grow in our faith. We grow in love, power, and a sound mind. We grow in the gift and the talents that God's given us, the ministry that He's placed us in. And then we pass what we've learned on to our children, and then they can pass it on to our grandchildren. And maybe even children that are not even our own, but we invest in them. They make their walk with God their own, and then you pass it on to the other generation. So the Christian life is an exciting trip that we're on, and God has given us exactly everything that we need, but we have no idea when the obstacle is going to come. We don't know when the flat tire is going to come many times. We don't know when the trial is going to come. But when we go through those lessons of life, we never know how God can use that in the life of somebody else. You know, Chrissy, when she was 18, she lost her dad. When I was 18, I lost my mom. And then right before Josh was born, I know many of you know that my dad passed away there as well. And so you kind of think about that. You know, why would I lose my parents before the age of 30? And, you know, you just kind of think about that trial in itself. But maybe God was using that so I could be a help to somebody else. And whatever trial it is that you're going through, you think, why am I going through that trial specifically? It may be not just for your own sake and for your faith and you growing in your faith, but to be a help to somebody else as they go through that trial, whatever it is. Because it's hard to be an encouragement to somebody if you've never been through that trial yourself. But God has put you through that trial, and you can be a help to somebody else. And so Paul here, he's telling Timothy, rely on what you have. As he says there in verse 5, the faith that was taught to you by your grandmother and your mother, and I've taught you as well. And he says, grow in that faith, and fall back on that godly heritage. And then also think about the gift that God has given you there in verse 6. You're called to preach. You're called to lead people, to lead the church there in Ephesus. And then also there in verse 7, the power, the love, and the sound mind that you would need in ministry. And then also the ministry that God had given him. And he was to embrace the affliction. He was to embrace the opposition. And then also, it wasn't according to his own purpose, but it was according to God's purpose. And so it's always a good soul-winning tactic as we go out and tell people that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. We just got to figure out what that is. What is the plan that God has for each and every one of us? So the Christian life is an exciting trip that we're on, and God has given us exactly everything that we need. And then as we go through those trials, as we go through those obstacles, it's not just for our own faith, but it's for us to learn in those trials and to pass it on to somebody else as they go through that trial. We don't just go through those things just to keep it to ourselves, but to pass it on to somebody else. Because that's exactly what they'll need. You know, you think about the trials that you go through, and you think like, man, I wish I had someone there to help me or to encourage me, and maybe you can be that person to somebody else. You can be that encouragement that they need. I think it was there in Sunday school a few weeks ago. We're dealing with there in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And some verses I never really thought of. And it talks about as there's two better than one. It also talks about how you think about someone being there with somebody and keeping them warm, and how we can keep people warm with our encouragement. And it's difficult to live this life in isolation. We have to have other people investing in us, and that's what Timothy needed to do. He had everything he needed from the Lord himself. He just needed to do what God had called him to do. So let's go ahead and stand. We'll go ahead and pray. Lillian can go ahead and come up. We'll have our invitation. I'll go ahead and pray. Father, just thank you for this day. Just thank you for your many blessings. Just thank you for our message tonight. Just something that's really just been just heavy on my heart those last few weeks. And I just think of the trials that we go through and how it's not just for our own sake, but it's for the sake of others. We don't just learn these lessons in life just to keep them to ourselves, but we're to pass them on to somebody else. And we have a lot of things that we can be thankful for as we go through the trials of life. Many times we kind of forget about some of those things, but we do have a godly heritage. We do have those investing in us. We all have a gift. We all have some type of ability from God. And also we think of the different things available through the Holy Spirit, Lord. We think of the power, the love, and the sound mind that you give us. And we need those on a daily basis. We need power. We need love. We need a sound mind. And also the ministry that you've given us to be a part of, not to be ashamed of it. And maybe the ministry that you called us to be a part of may involve some suffering, and we should embrace it and do exactly what you've called us to do, because it's not according to our own purpose, but according to your purpose. And so just thank you for just your reminders, your truth. And we go through a lot of trials in life that we don't always understand, but there's someone else growing up, and they're going through the similar thing, and we can be a help to them, just like Paul was to Timothy. And so just help us tonight. We also want to be mindful of all the different ones on the prayer list, those affected by cancer, our missionaries. Think about those traveling. And so we just pray for them, Lord. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.